Yo, man, we here, man. We finally did it. It's your boy, Deke J.
Yo, this is BJ. Finally, on our Worst Behavior podcast, we about to do it big for 2017.
Yeah, man, we sorry for the wait, y'all. We've been supposed to do this, man, but shit, we supposed to do this since
last September.
Yeah, it was.
Last September, when the idea came out, yeah, so man. We were trying to start it late 2016, but
yeah.
The timing is perfect. It's right on time.
Yeah, a lot of stuff been going on, man. Typical nigga shit, man. You know, bills, abortions need to be paid. You know, all kind of shit, man, been going on, man. But we here now. We here. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? We live in the trap, man. We can't give that disclosure going on.
Yeah, so what's good, though, Deke? I mean, what's going on in these streets, man? You always got your ear to the streets, man, with the news and the media.
Hold up, bro. Slow down. You know, people don't know us. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is our first little introduction episode. I feel like we got to let the people know who we are. You know what I'm saying? For instance, this is me. I'm Deke J from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, man. Doing my acting thing, you know? And, rewind out, man. I'm out here, man. Just doing my thing.
You might as well tell them your sign, too, man. It's not like you're trying to get a date.
Nah, man. I'm good, man. I'm going through some things, bro. It's too early to talk about that.
I'm from BJ. I'm from Mounts Corner. Me and Deke connected a couple years ago and had a lot of the same interests in making people laugh and, you know, so we decided to come together and do this podcast, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You hit me up about that, you know. I don't know how we actually
jokingly. I've said one day, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, we were going at each other on Facebook. Yeah. Martinez, man, he a Cowboy fan. I'm Carolina, but it's all good. We both out, so it don't even matter anymore. It don't even matter, but everything all good. We here. It's no beef or nothing like that, man. No bloodshed gotta be going thrown on this. At least I think. We good.
We good, man. It's all love here. It's all love here. You know, we just want to make 2017, the year of on our worst behavior, which is going to get crazy. Right now, just a little introduction,
so?
Like you said.
You
oh yeah, so, it's going to get real crazy.
We mean crazy, man.
You never know
crazy
what's going to be.
World.
You never know what's going to be coming out these mouths.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
this is no holds barred.
You get ignorant now, but other than that, man, how about yourself, man?
Everything's lovely, man. You know, I felt sick last week after the Cowboys took that L, but other than that, I'm good.
You was on suicide watch, but
you know,
it's all good, man. I feel your pain, man.
Had a long week, but that's over with now. So, you know,
it's
tomorrow's
good,
a new
man.
Day, so everything is well.
You know, man, y'all blew it. But you know, yeah. It's all good, man. You know, it's always next season. Y'all got a bright future.
I'm finally happy we had, you know, all the talking we said we was going to do with
nigga,
the.
I'm being sarcastic. I don't give a damn about y'all. I don't like Cowboys, man.
Man, I'm talking about him doing this podcast, man. I'm talking about him doing the podcast.
Oh, okay, that's what we talking about. All right.
Still trying to get me back dogging my boys. But yeah, I'm just glad we finally had doing this podcast. You know, we've been talking about it for a minute. People have been asking about it. I've been getting messages. When is it going to happen? When can we catch it?
Yeah. Man.
How can we listen to it? So we're just happy that we finally got a chance, you know, to get in here and knock it out. You know, now is the starting. The wheels are turning.
Just
so
give me y'all a little taste, man, what we got coming, what we got in store for y'all, man. You know, this is just the beginning of many more, you know. But basically, we doing just doing typical stuff, man. Just talking about what's going on in the recent news as far as, like, you know, entertainment, or like, I don't really give a damn about political views and stuff like that, man. I leave that to the other dudes, man.
As long as we can go anytime and we don't gotta talk about Soulja Boy, I think we'll be all right.
For what? Because that's not gonna happen, bro. That's not gonna happen.
It's easy to get on somebody taking L's.
Dog, that fight is not gonna happen. It's not. Everybody hype up about this fight. It's not going to happen.
I don't think Soulja Boy won another Chris Brown. I saw a video of Chris Brown doing 8 backflips on the beach. I don't think that's somebody you necessarily want to fight.
Soulja Boy looked like Pookie. Remember when Pookie was coming out of rehab and on New Jack City? And
yeah.
That's how Soulja Boy looked
when
like.
He won that turkey. Yeah.
No. When Ice-T was trying to get him clean, man, he was doing all them exercises. Man. That's how Soulja Boy looked like
working
in that damn apartment complex gym.
I mean, it's easy. I mean, you know one thing about him, though, I will say, is that I can't really say this guy is a liar, man. I saw him talking to Floyd Mayweather and everything, because, you know, everybody talking about him now. You got to take when he telling these stories like 10 years ago when the nigga was popping.
I mean, that's besides the point. Them niggas are not going to fight, man.
That would Chris, be good. I would pay to watch that fight.
Not me.
I mean, if it was no, well, I wouldn't pay $49.95.
That's how much this shit gonna cost.
I mean, I'm just saying a usual big time boxing match is $49.95.
I wouldn't waste.
I mean, Floyd Mayweather, you might pay $60. So I would pay like $24.99.
Floyd, man, Floyd, them dudes got their own issues, man. We got better things to worry about than Soulja Boy and goddamn Chris Brown, whatever this nigga
exactly.
Wants to call
so himself, don't
man.
Let them distract us with that, knowing that Trump is our new president.
And Trump is listen, bro. Trump is a non-fucking factor, bro. I'm not worrying about none of these dudes, man. They're not messing with my money. They're not gonna mess with your money. No. There's nothing to worry about, bro. I let God handle everything.
Hey, that's the only way you can do it, man.
I'm good. There's nothing to worry about, man. So, go ahead and keep on worrying about them niggas all you want. All you want, bro. Stress yourself out for no reason.
Oh, no. I'm living a stress-free life. This is a stress-free zone over here.
The only thing that got me worrying is who we're going to pick in this upcoming draft.
Oh, man.
That's all I'm worrying about.
I guess it's to that point now. I guess that's what everybody think about when you finish.
It's official.
When the season is over. That's all you want to talk about is the draft.
It's nothing to worry about. It's official. There's nothing we can do about it. Our president is orange. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
You want
to
know
when we went from having a black man to having a nigga in the office. That's what it is. That's what it's all about, bro. There's nothing we can do about it.
I will say this. You know, when Obama got elected in 2008, you know, it gave a lot of people hope. I remember my brother texting me the night of the election, like, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely true. But, you know, for Donald Trump to be elected president, anything is really fucking possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that should give you more hope than Obama being elected.
Yeah.
Like, you could go right now, I should just go apply to be the CEO at Boeing.
Shit.
And then they ask me why I am the man for this job. I'm like, Donald Trump's the president.
Go for it, bro.
Like, just go holler at that girl over there. She's out of my league, dude. Hey, Donald Trump's the president. I think you got a real good chance to get with that girl.
If Trump could be goddamn president, goddamn, I could be the leader of the KKK if I really want to, bro.
You absolutely can be.
That's what it is, man. That's how this world is, bro.
It is. I mean, him being the president should give everybody hope that you could go out there and really be a... And then not only that, I mean, him alone, is like he doesn't even realize... He even looked surprised when it happened.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I really got to do this now?
That nigga was walking stiff as hell. That nigga was dancing stiff as hell at the inauguration. I only caught bits and pieces.
I didn't even watch the inauguration.
I didn't watch it neither.
You know what intrigued me the most about the inauguration? When I read what Donald Trump was having for the luncheon, but then they said what Obama had for his luncheon. They said this nigga had hickory smoked bison.
Hold on, which nigga now? Obama?
Obama. Sorry. Obama ain't a nigga. I mean, they said Obama had hickory smoked bison.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. Ain't that a dog? What's a bison?
A bison is like a big cow with horns.
For real?
Yeah.
No, boy. The only time
I ever heard of bison was I played Oregon Trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I took it back to Oregon Trail.
Okay, we can go there.
Yeah.
I'll let you have that because I don't know what a bison is. I really thought it was like some type of big ass dog.
Nah, it's like a big ass cow.
But that's what they had, though.
Hickory smoked bison. That's what Obama had.
That shit sound good as hell, though. I'm not even going to front.
I don't think I would try bison until you put hickory smoke in front of it.
That don't sound like it could come right off the bone once you take a bite of that.
Exactly.
Thing,
I mean, I wonder how they said it was hickory smoked bison.
And that's it?
I read it on Yahoo.
Hold up. So this is what Trump had.
No, that's what Obama had.
They
said Trump had lobster or some shit like that.
Shit. What's wrong with lobster?
I mean... You could go to Walmart and get lobster. You ain't going to get no bison.
Shit, yeah, you point. You got a point, bro. You got a point.
Yeah.
Damn, boy, I didn't even know they had that. Shit, we should have took that trip during this inauguration, but it is what it is, man.
The inauguration, like, I guess people who invite. I know they said Chrisette Michelle got $800K to perform.
Would you do that? If you was invited to perform at the White House, would you do it for Trump?
For $800K? Hell yeah.
Think about it now.
$800,000?
You know, your black people going, you know, they
Yeah,
like
but they not making $800,000 in a night. And then Why not? Who buying Chrisette Michelle CDs, albums?
You got a point.
Yeah, 800K?
Yeah,
Chrisette. That's probably the biggest check she ever got.
Chrisette gonna need that, yeah.
Who else performed, you know?
I don't know nobody else. All I know, if I heard all the people who turned
down. Three Doors Down.
I don't know what that is.
Some rock band.
Oh, the rock band.
I only saw it because when I was at work, they had CNN playing, so I heard everybody. Oh,
you must work with a lot of white people, then.
I actually do work with a lot of white people. I do work with a lot of white people.
I can count.
And one of them actually voted for Trump. Every day I had to look at that vote for Donald Trump.
How many white people I work with? And they all niggas to me. They cool as hell.
And I literally had to see that vote for Donald Trump sticker. I had this one lady I worked with actually pulled over on the side of the road and took the "We Support Trump" sign out the ground, brought it to work with her. So yeah.
She has the right to do that, man. I mean, she's entitled to do
this. Is it right to free speech?
You're a white woman?
Is she a white woman?
Who did that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she definitely have it. You know, white privilege, man. They can do anything they want.
Yeah, you're right. They can do anything they want.
Anything, man. But still, man, don't let that thing stop you, bro. Life goes on, man. Nobody's going to stop my greatness, bro.
Hey, Deke, tell the people, you say you're acting, and tell the people what movies you've been in.
Man, I've been doing my little thing, man. I did a little... Not to brag or nothing, man. You know, I did some films, man. As far as like independent work and
tell them about your Triple X films.
I beg your pardon? What are you talking about? Speaking of that shit, I just came from the movies watching that damn new Triple X movie, bro.
Is it good?
That shit should have went on Netflix, bro.
Damn, you doing Vin Diesel like that? Man. I guess if Vin Diesel ain't doing the movie with The Rock or Paul Walker, nobody really wants to see it, huh?
He had Ice Cube on it, though.
Ice Cube. I like Ice Cube.
You kind of look like that nigga, though.
Nah, man, I like Ice Cube. You know a movie I did see a couple weeks ago that came out that's real good? What? Fences.
Oh, yeah. I went to go see that.
With Denzel. That was pretty dope. I like that, actually. I was a big fan of that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Only best part about it was, you know, when Viola be crying. Boy, that's not me. That's not me. You saw that, right?
Yeah, man. I like
when she cries, boy. She cries. You hear me? Every movie she's in, boy, she cries. Bro.
Nobody in movie history gets pissed off the way Denzel Washington gets pissed off in movies. Like, nobody. He smacked that glass off the table. But remember, he did that in American Gangster with the coffee. And nobody gets pissed off like him. I watched Training Day last night.
He be so cool with it, though.
I mean, yeah. Nobody gets pissed off like him.
He be so cool with it, man. He just be all chill.
And
like,
you don't know
when he gonna snap, man. Every time he hits you, he always hit you in the throat. Y'all know that? Every movie, every time he hit a nigga, he always hit that nigga in the throat first before he really.
And Denzel was the coolest cat, because every time you see him, I saw him last week on NFL Network, he wears the same thing. That's real nigga shit.
Yeah.
Because I know every time I do laundry, it's just me recycling the same clothes I wore for the last month.
I used to want Denzel to be my daddy, but every time... Straight up, man. Every time I used to get mad at my pop, bro, I used to always say in my head, boy, I wish this nigga was not my dad. I wish Denzel was my dad. But, you know, he ain't work out that way. So yeah, it's all good.
Things happen.
To my pop, man. He good people, man.
I mean, yeah.
Nigga still owe me $20, though.
Damn.
That nigga still owe me money.
But anyway, $20.
That nigga owe me money. But anyways, man. Basic, man, for this podcast, man. We don't have no sponsors right now. We really just jumping the junk off the ground. This is just, we just giving y'all a little introduction of what we got in store for y'all for the future coming. It's more ignorant shit gonna come out of our mouth right now. Just a little taste, right? We just got the tipping. For ladies, we just got the tipping for y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? So, it's all good, man.
Yeah, because like I said, I can't, eventually we're gonna have guests. You know, if anybody wants to be a sponsor and want a shout out, you know, it's easy to find us. We have a Gmail account.
And by the way, this is not just for hip hop, man. It's not just for music, man. We want to get people on here and off on all aspects of life, man. Not just rap or whatever. We want, local community leaders. Anybody, man, who really got something going on popping, man. This is basically a community podcast for y'all. This is for the voice. We are the voice for y'all, man.
Yeah, anybody that want to do it, we are the voice for you guys. We appreciate any help that we will get doing this. If, like I said, if you want to be a sponsor or you want to shout out, let us know. We have the Gmail account. We have the Facebook page. Everything will be posted to there.
Like the Facebook page too right now, man. You know, on Our Worst Behavior podcast on Facebook.
You know, right now. Gmail's Behavior Worst 97@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, and like us on the SoundCloud too, man. We by the same name, right?
Yeah,
On Our Worst Behavior SoundCloud. You can hear all the latest episodes. We post the junk on the page and get it. You know,
everything will be on our Facebook page as well. So we need those likes. Anything y'all want to talk about, let us know. We are open to any conversation. You know, any question.
Now, we ain't got no hotline. Like, y'all niggas ain't gonna be calling us or nothing like that. Don't get that. You gotta be specific with them, though.
Just
like,
put it on the page. Yeah, just put it on our page, Facebook page. Man. Anything you want us to talk about or get our opinion on or our views, let us know. Because, like I said, there's many more to come.
Yeah. We got way a lot of stuff to talk about, man. We just don't feel like talking about it today.
Nah, y'all not gonna get all that out today. Because if you get it today, you can't have another episode for 2 months.
No,
and this week was long enough.
But 9 times out of 10, y'all niggas just gonna want to talk about this inauguration. We done said what we thought about it. We don't give a damn about it. Don't talk about us about our football teams. Our team's not in it, so we don't give a damn about it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really been keeping up on my basketball team, man. So
We ain't gotta talk about basketball till like May.
Talk about that neither.
May or June.
College football is done for. We ain't got to talk about that neither.
Yeah,
none of that shit. Tell us, I don't know. Not even no street shit. I don't even talk about that. I'm not incriminating myself for nobody. I ain't with that. So
yeah, we really don't want to know that Pookie beat up Ray Ray, or Ray Ray beat up Pookie.
We want to know who got shot.
Yeah.
None of that. We want to know who's the shooter. I don't want to know, but none of that stuff, y'all.
None of that stuff. Yeah, not an anonymous tip line.
But with that being said, man, BG, you want to tell them what how to get in contact with you?
The Facebook
social
page,
media,
the Facebook page, of course.
Personal, you know, you just want to give them.
You can always inbox me. I'm BJ McKelvey on Facebook, and it's not hard to find. Like I said, the name is BJ McKelvey. It'll pop up. We got our Facebook page on Our Worst Behavior, Gmail account, behaviorworst97@gmail.com.
You want them to show you, follow you on the Instagram?
Instagram.
Like, you only got like five.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can't follow. Yeah, I don't got too many. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you need to get your follow.
My Instagram, I just learned how to use Instagram and every day. I just got an Instagram, I think, in December.
You only got like three damn posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
That shit.
So, yeah, the Instagram. Damn, what is BJ McKelvey?
This nigga don't even
remember. Yeah, BJ McKelvey 7. BJ McKelvey on Instagram. That's it. Mm. You know? BJ McKelvey, no names, no gimmicks.
Sound like you about to rap the sound.
I'm like, OB Trice. Real names, no gimmicks. Yeah, so. Yeah. Damn, I just really learned how to use Instagram, you know.
For real.
You know, even another thing I learned too is that, because I was, you know, you can like the picture, you can hit the heart.
Yeah.
I didn't know you can double tap the picture. I just found that out.
How you find that out, BJ?
Listening to Cam Newton press conference when he was like, the dude said something, yo Cam, something on Instagram, and Cam was like, did you double tap the picture? He was like, did you like the picture? He was like, did you double tap? The dude was like, double tap. He was like, yeah, did you double tap the picture to like it? That's how I found out. That's how you can do it.
Shit.
You know, just last year I found out I could use Pandora with my other apps.
What do you mean?
Like on my phone.
What do you mean? Like,
I didn't know that I could be on Pandora and then go on Facebook.
Oh, man, come. Anything else you want to tell these people? Man,
I didn't know.
On, man,
I just found that out. So at least everybody, y'all know that Deke is going to be the guy with all the social things going on with the media and everything, because I'm illiterate when it comes to that stuff. I'm still learning. So, but I do got a good opinion on everything, though.
This nigga here,
bro. My views are a little different.
Yeah, man. Well, hopefully that will change, man, because goddamn. I be wanting to unfriend you sometimes. You don't be posting nothing, yo. You gotta keep yourself involved with the people.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll be more involved now, you know, so like I said.
Understand, you know, you're going through some things.
But, right now, with my voice being heard through this podcast, you know, my opinion might be thrown out there a little bit more.
Listen, man, I had to calm BJ down. This nigga was shaking and everything. This nigga said, stop by the store, get a hind again.
Ah, I wasn't shaking. This nigga was... I'm never nervous. Nah, I wasn't nervous, but I didn't need a Heineken beverage, though. But that was just because I just had a long week. I just needed something to, you know, man, cool
baby,
down.
Man, we just being ourselves through this whole thing, man. If you can't accept that, then not you, I'm just telling the people. Then it is what it is, man.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think they'll be able to accept it. I take that back. I can't say I won't do that. Because, I mean, I may say something to offend somebody. I was once introduced to somebody, and the person said, this is BJ McKelvey. And he will say something that will offend you.
Oh, yeah.
Or do something that may offend you.
I mean, shit.
But I will never grab you by your pussy.
I don't know. I hear stories, BJ. I don't know, man. I don't know. But it is what it is, I guess. But far as me, man, it's your boy, of course, again, Deke J. You can follow us on, you know, on the, damn, I forgot the name of our damn show. On our Worst Behavior podcast on the Facebook page. Or you could like my Facebook page, Deke J. Follow me on that Twitter. You need to get a Twitter too, by the way.
I have a Twitter.
You ain't give these people. Hold on, man.
I can't remember. I think the Twitter handle is, if I'm not mistaken, is BJ McKelvey 17.
You be having them damn pervert damn.
Well, 17 was the last football number I wore. Okay. So.
So when was this?
And I live off. And I live off 17.
When the last time you been on there, man?
Been on my Twitter?
Yeah.
Man. Oh man, I don't know the day I made the page. Oh no, I never forget passwords. No. My password is the same for everything.
Oh, you better than me, though. You know how many times I got bumped off of my past relationship because I forgot my password. And
because y'all be trying to have too many different passwords. You supposed to have one password, just change the letter and then
I try that too,
or change the number.
I try that too. I had one password for all my social media.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I got bumped off with that junk, man.
Like, what you mean bumped off?
Stabbed, all kind of stuff, bro. Like, nigga, I will not be hit today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
I got war wounds, bro. I got war wounds, man. But, yeah, man, on Twitter, man, find me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, man, get Deke843. I'm on the Instagram, need Deke in your life.
And you have Snapchat as well?
I'm on Snap, man. I don't really fuck with Snap, man. I just go on Snap to see girl pussy, you know. Keep moving.
Yes, they have a lot of that on Snap.
And I barely be on the Snap neither. But if you want to follow me, if you catch me on his Deke Snaps or whatever. And yeah, man, that's it, man. What you got coming up, man? So we got the people to expect something when next time we be on the...
We're going to hit y'all with episode 2. Probably in the next 2 weeks.
That's it, man. That's all you got going for yourself until then.
Yeah, man. I gotta go to work. I got a regular job. Don't think
ain't that wrong with
don't,
that,
don't think since me and Deke got time to do a podcast that we sit around all day and write jokes. The crack, dog. Nah, we go to work every day, so that's about it. You know.
And, oh yeah, we works, bro. We works.
You know, that's about it. You know, this is something that we, you know, got a chance to do, so we want to, you know, fulfill it.
No doubt, man. That's what we doing, man. I got something coming up, man. Yeah, but we talk about that next podcast, man. It's just on my acting shit. It's about that and being a father, and
that both of us are.
Yeah, man. We both, man, fathers, man. Good. Father gang all day. But right now, man, we out the building, man. We'll be back. I don't know when we can be back now, but just know we're going to be back soon for episode 2. Just want to give y'all a preview of what we got going on.
Episode 1 is finally done. It's been a long time.
So y'all quit bugging us about this shit. Now, y'all hear us now. Now, I don't want to hear about this shit no more. Now, we in here. Now, DJ, let's go ahead and sign them off, dog. All
right, everybody. On Our Worst Behavior, episode 1 is done. Salute everybody. Y'all have a good night.
This nigga grabbed that mic. They grabbed the dick.
What? Grab the mic. Tip the mic. I know one thing, boy. Once we start getting those sponsors, I might David Ruffin deep, boy.
Oh, shit. Okay, man.
I might go David Ruffin. My man from the 5 Heartbeats, Bobby Brown. Who knows?
You about to do me all kind of dirt. Glad you saved this shit now. So just in case, I'll be prepared, my nigga. I'll be prepared. But other than that, we ain't got no signing off name, no signing off signature we could give to y'all. Just know that we appreciate y'all for following us, for keeping up with us, and you know, supporting us. And until then, see y'all.
See you
peace
later,
out
baby.
On our Worst Behavior Podcast.
Sucker free and stay humble.
Yeah, that too.